Jeremiah chapter 15, Moses and Samuel. This chapter continues the answer of God to the prophet's prayer. Then said the Lord unto me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be towards this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. Moses and Samuel were esteemed by all Israel as mediators between them and God. They knew how Moses had interceded for them in the matter of the golden calf, and how in the matter of the spies he had pleaded with God successfully for Israel. They knew how Samuel had prayed to the Lord for his people, for his name's sake, and how God had accepted him. But now the cup of Israel's iniquity was filled, and they had no intercessor. Later on, God spoke in similar terms to Jerusalem by Ezekiel. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should but deliver their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord. And still later, God spoke to Jerusalem by the Lord Jesus Christ himself, saying, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, but ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and you shall see me no more, until ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Let them go forth, said the word of God. And if they asked, where? The prophet was to say, to death, to the sword, to the famine, and to captivity. And I will cause them to be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. The record of Manasseh's evil deeds and the drastic sentence of God on that account is found in 2 Kings 21 and the parallel passage in 2 Chronicles 33. He deliberately reversed the reforms of his father Hezekiah and was carried to Babylon in consequence. Yet he was brought back again, humbled and repentant. Then the prophet bewailed his condition by reason of his mission. Woe is me, my mother, thou that hast borne me, a man of strife and contention to the whole earth. I have not lent on usury, neither have men lent to me on usury. Yet every one of them doth curse me. The Lord said, verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil, and in the time of affliction. And so it came to pass. And his prayer for vengeance and his declaration of affection for the word of God were answered by God. Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vile, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. And I will make thee unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee, for I am with thee to save thee and to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. In all this, Jeremiah was very like their governor. Thou shalt stand before me, it was said to the prophet. He shall approach unto me, it was said of their governor. And in the regeneration, the priests, the sons of Zadok, that were faithful when Israel was apostate, shall come near to me to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord God. They shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to me to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. Ezekiel 44. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.